Yes, this is an issue that comes up every year in some area, and just the first reports I heard of it were last week, and somebody was able to tell me that they'd seen a guy loading a tanker behind a trailer that he was using for power washing. And when I went investigating it, I found that a number of people had dirty water because the pipes basically get scoured. What these guys are doing is they're turning on the hydrant that can fill maybe a couple of thousand litres of water into their tanks in a matter of minutes, where if they use an ordinary domestic supply through a tap, it could take a couple of hours to fill it. So they do this, but they're not supposed to. They don't have consent or permission to do it. I know that say the roads contractors who work in the area are supposed to do it up at the reservoir at Benbulben. That's where they're supposed to get their water, rather than from the hydrants on the roadside. But what these guys are doing, and I might add, they weren't local contractors. They were filling their tank, and they were scouring the pipe by opening the valve too fast and closing it. Those valves should be opened at a very slow pace and closed at a very slow pace. Otherwise, you scour the pipe, and any grit or dirt that are on the edges of the pipe then gets washed into the water system, and it ends up in everybody else's drinking water. So it's very important that they don't do. So my appeal to the public is, if you see it, if you see it happening, if you see someone loading up a big tank or anything like that on the side of the road, take a note of the location and their number plate, and let the county council or let Irish Water know. They'd be the first two that you should inform of things like that. Probably better ringing them than ringing me or ringing Ocean FM. The best way to deal with it is the official way, because Irish Water have a major problem with this, because you have a load of people then complaining about their dirty water and things like that, when there's absolutely nothing that Irish Water could do about it, because it's an issue that's not of their making, and unfortunately they can't put it right just at the turn of a switch. Once the pipe is scoured like that, it takes many, many hours for it to run off the dirt that has got into the pipes. And that dirt, it's not harmful. I might add, it's not harmful. But our water sources in North Sligo, as I always say, they come from the mountain. The water comes through the bogs. And once it's come through the bogs, it's always going to be a brown residue on it. And that kind of gets stuck to the pipes. And if the pipes are flowing at the normal pressure, that's not a problem. But unfortunately, if somebody does this, what they call a big flush through on it, it's like a siphon on it, and it scours all the dirt from the edges and the calciums and all the rest that would be on it. And it gets into the drinking water supply. So I'd appeal to contractors not to do it, whether they be, whatever they might be at, whether it be somebody at power washing, at building work, or at roads works or anything like that, because it is an offence. And what I would like to see is whoever is doing this, because they're inconvenienced. And I've had lots of people onto me about putting on pipe washes, and the clothes came out dirtier than they put them in, which it's an awful thing to happen. Any household, when they're trying to get their clothes cleaned, and they find that it comes out dirtier than they put it in, but they have to almost start again and wait for the water to be clean before they can do it.
You've said that it is an offence. What kind of penalties would people face if they're caught using those hydrants?
I don't know. I don't actually know what the fine is. It's probably not enough to discourage them. But I suppose the big thing is that they're generally not afraid of it anyway, because there's very little enforcement, because somebody can pull up on one of these, and it's so hard to catch someone actually taking it. And I challenged someone last year on it, and they denied point blank that they had done it. But I have a dash cam in the car, and I actually had them on filming it. But it wasn't actually a public supply they were taking it from. It was a group scheme, so there was nothing Irish Water could do about it. But